Good morning. We learn concerning Avraham Avinu that Hashem tested him 10 times, 10 trials and tribulations, as it says, Ve'elokim nisa es Avraham, that Hashem tested Avraham Avinu. The great Rav Gershon Edelstein asked the question, wouldn't Hashem know the great madrega of Avraham Avinu, his spiritual level, without being tested? What did he need to be tested for? The Ramban explains that even though Avraham Avinu had the potential to stand in the Nisayon, but now we were able to see it bepoel, that Avraham Avinu was able to stand the challenge in real time. All of us have been listening for years. We are one united family across the world. We all feel a special closeness to each other. I must tell you, it is very difficult for me to be able to grasp what has happened. The fact that a fire could destroy the studio that has stood for years, that has given to the entire world Torah and Tefillah and the Gunim and news and the sense of belonging in chizuk, in encouragement, in strength for the entire Jewish world. I cannot grasp the depth of this loss. The fact is, we are all being challenged. It is a nisayon for each and every one of us. First, we are thankful to Hashem, shvach v'hodoy al Hashem yisparach, that Reb Nochum and his entire mishpacha is safe and well, and was not harmed at all by the fire. The Mesiras Nefesh, the self-sacrifice of the Siegel family for Klal Yisrael, for the morning program, is Chutz Miderech HaTeva. No matter what was happening in the world, whether it was the Magefa, whether it was the blackout, whether it was the time when the Twin Towers fell, no matter what was happening in this world, the program continued to be a vital source of chizuk, of news, of information, of encouragement, of Torah for the entire world. I spoke with Nochum just a short while ago. He was holding back the tears. All the work that he has put in over the years, in one fell swoop of a fire, destroyed. It is our nisayon. It is our test. We need to come together to help rebuild what has been destroyed. We can rebuild better and stronger, something that will last until Mashiach will come. But it takes each and every one of us to understand the urgency of this hour. I will never forget the mother that told me that when her young boy had to go to the hospital, the only thing that he wanted to make sure that he packed in his suitcase was his radio, so he could continue to hear Nachum when he would be in the hospital for his stay. What the program means to a young boy, what the program means to Klal Yisrael, is very difficult to put into words. I call out to our entire listening family throughout the world. There is never a time that I can remember over the decades that the program was in such a situation. I beg you, please help my dear lifelong friend, Reb Nochum, and all the staff of the program so that the program can continue on with dignity. We say on Tisha B'Av, Ba'esh hitzata, with fire you consumed it. Uba'esh ata asid livnasa, and with fire you will rebuild it. The studio of the morning program has been consumed with fire. With the fire of our determination, with the fire of our enthusiasm, with the fire of our generosity, we will rebuild, with Hashem's help, this studio. In the merit of your support, may you have bracha v'hatzlocha, blessing and success, parnasa metzia berevach, children going in the ways of Torah. May you have great shalom bayis, zivugim, shiduchim, refuas and yeshuas. May we have besuras tavas, lanu l'chol Yisrael, amen.